understanding the severity of the situation. No? No, now's better. I know you're busy, but... Oh, well. What can you do? Oh, I know. It's so hard for you, sweetheart, being a human. Having to do all your stuff and move us into this new apartment, I just... Oh, my hero. Come here. Absolutely not. My complimenting you has nothing to do with wanting you to scratch that. Oh, honey. Appreciation for you and all you do for this relationship. You're so good, honey. Can you kneel under my chin here? Stupid. I can do that for way longer. Honey. What a long day we've had. All those boxes and carrying and up and down and up and down. It's no wonder we're tired. Well, I may not have helped physically, but all that emotional support and worrying about you lifting all the heavy things, I mean, it's really a two-person job. Was worth it, though. Look at our beautiful new place. All our stuff's here, and I can send everything. This beautiful new bed. Thank you, by the way. Afternoon naps are gonna be even better than they were before. No. Because you don't need to. You need to stay here and be my pillow. Nicky, I'm a scratchy scratch. But you can do that tomorrow. You have all that time to put up shelves and dust and clean right now. This is your duty. Don't you know that cats find it extremely stressful when they change from place to place? We're fragile creatures by nature. We have to be cared for and petted and snuggled in the warmth to make sure we don't feel anxious. You don't want an anxious kitty cat. Spitting facts is not blackmail. It's being creative and honest about my needs. You know how important my needs are. I know you do. Because you're so good at facilitating them. You're such a good honey bunny. I don't think you understand the situation. I have been deprived of your attention all day. I have been good and patient. So now, I just need you all to myself. Thank you for understanding. You smell even better than usual. Musty. Sweaty from moving. That's kind of a good point. Hunger is one of my needs. Fine. I will allow you up to retrieve me sustenance and come right back, okay? Me? Well, surely you don't expect me to move and source food? Hmm. monastic stuff is more complicated than I first thought. Troublesome human. You are. You tricked me with unconditional love and belly rubs, and now look at me. Actually contemplating putting somebody else's needs before my own. I don't even recognize myself. I'm thinking. Okay. You throw in some more attention around the ears. Yeah, no, think about it. Dare you seduce me? Then say stop. You think you're cute? Asking so much of my feeling, so keep being cute. The more you push me, the more I'll take it out on you later. You say that. But you know, like how cats have 9 lives. Oh. Our stamina's not bad either. Threaten me with a good time. Fine. I will be the one to guess food. What a little pussy I'm turning out to be. Yeah. for monopolizing you. Having you at my beck and call. Getting scratchy as a belly rubs and guess what? To mention turning you into my personal slave. Oh, I thought I mentioned that. You have a choice. You just have to make sure it's the right one. Think of it as a term of endearment. Is acts of service. You just love me so perfectly. No. Honey, no. Use is such an ugly word. For the term exercising your full potential. Oh. Nobody can exercise you better, Mamie. When you do everything, look after me and make me feel like a queen. But it's so nice to be taken care of. I take care of you in other ways. Don't I? It's not buttering you up. It's making sure you feel rewarded. Potato, potato. Come here. Which is good, because our whole dynamic is based on this. Still a better love story than Twilight. Carry me to my phone. I can't walk in order. Mm-hmm.